We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Billick, the former Super Bowl winning head coach, joins us. Coach, Joe and Evan, how you been?
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
So, you are Freddie Kitchens. Imagine you're him. Obviously, you're a much better-looking guy. You're in better shape. We get all that. But you are Freddie Kitchens. What are you doing in that locker room after this game? Are you reaming Myles Garrett out? Are you just kind of letting him figure it out on his own? What do you do as a head coach after a situation like that last night?
You know, it's a tough one. First, you've got to give it a little space, you know, before you dress your team with it. And obviously, there's going to be the repercussions. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what the league decides to do. Everything I can see the entire season happening where they, you know, even in the next season. It's just unfortunate that it escalated the way that it did. But as a team, what you have to stress, and I got a sense of it afterwards, and you get a few of the comments from the players, they recognize beyond, you know, appropriate and inappropriate at this point, you're hurting the team. If you get suspended for the year to let yourself get caught up in the moment, we all can certainly see, I mean, it's a very emotional, physical game, but that crossed the line to where beyond just the inappropriateness of it, but now you got to use this as a lesson for your team. Guys, we can't kill ourselves this way. We've just had a really good win. We need some momentum going here, but we can't, you know, that's a perfect example of being selfish. And this team can't succeed if we're going to be that selfish.
What would your suspension be, Coach? You mentioned going into next year. Would you give him like a full year, maybe the, you know, the rest of this year and the next 10 games next year, something like that?
You know, that would be pretty severe, clearly. And again, this is a tough one because also it comes back to precedent. And the player has rights now, okay? And that's what they're going to come back with.
Right,
and
right.
Compare it to their acts. But right now, for me, it would be a minimum of being the rest of the year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
No question.
I don't think there's any doubt. We're talking to Coach Brian Billick. Obviously, Myles Garrett's situation from last night. But the Browns did win a football game. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. The teammates were very hard on Myles after the game, which I thought was right. I mean, Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, he saw the clip for the first time on TV. Do you think this is going to, besides the X's and O's aspect of the fact that Garrett's really good at football, besides that, do you think this is going to have a lasting effect on the Browns? Because they're in a spot now where they have to win every game, basically. They're still in it. They're still in the hunt for a playoff spot. But at 4-6, there's very little margin for error. Do you think this is going to be something difficult to overcome, this whole situation with Garrett?
Well, anytime you lose a player of that caliber, sure. Yeah, it's tough. It's like an injury of a top player. But I think it's something that can also unite and galvanize that team, kind of a us against the world mentality. We support, and they're going to support. Yeah, we support Myles and yada yada yada. But because the players have to recognize too. Look, as a player, we can't condone this. I mean, because just the injury and the potential for that, and for that to happen to us, you would certainly understand how you would react to it. But to use it now, this is something that's going to galvanize us. We're going to rally around this. I agree. They think they're going to run the table. I mean, that's the mentality you take, and they don't think of it that way. So it's just this week, right? That's the mantra in the league now. We're just going to take this one game at a time. And they are a capable team now. There's no question about that. There is talent for that. Right now, the challenge for them is to be that team that can we even string together and be that team, because there's always one that wins 4, 5, 6 games and down the last month of the 2 months of the season, to be that team that is the catalyst for you to be that team that, oh yeah, this is going to be a playoff team in 2020. Mm.
Coach, let's stay in that division, you know, your old division and your old team right now, right on the top of it. 7-2, leading the division. They beat the Patriots. They smoked the Bengals last week. I look at the Ravens, and to me, they're the only team in the AFC that I think could knock the Pats off in a playoff game. How about that? What's your feelings on it?
Well, and that's the challenge there. They're playing magnificently. I mean, in a way that we have never seen before. I mean, what Lamar Jackson,
yep,
I saw
yep.
something the other day that puts it into context. in his first, it was first 15 or 15, 16 games, whatever it is, he has run for more yards than LaDainian Tomlinson. Okay. He's completed more passes than Tom Brady. Mm. He has a higher completion percentage than Drew Brees. I mean, when you look at that and you try to put that in context, are you kidding me? Now, again, the qualifier is, can you expose your quarterback to better than 220 carries a year and him survive? Can he not get hurt? But if he does stay healthy, and they're all in, I mean, they are totally committed to it. So the challenge will be, whether it's them, and what a great game it is this week against Houston and Baltimore. Whether it's Kansas City, whether it's Houston, whether it's Baltimore, the question is, there's no question these are good teams and capable of winning the AFC Championship. Can you go through Foxborough and do it? Beating New England in Baltimore, in Kansas City, in Houston is different than, and that's the specter that they're looking at. Because obviously, given the division, you got to think New England's going to kind of end up with the number one seed. A little like in the NFC, whether they're the best team or not. Can you go through New Orleans and win the championship like LA did last year? That's kind of the specter that sits out there. Not that New England's the best team, but can you go into Foxborough and do it? And so that's what the Ravens have got to be so focused on. And who knows? Maybe if they can continue it, maybe New England does stumble just enough or at the right game to where if you can get the AFC Championship going through Baltimore and they're playing the way they are now, whew, that's a tall order.
And speaking of the Patriots, they did a marvelous job. I'm going to give them a compliment before we kind of criticize them a little bit. They did a marvelous job of beating bad teams, and that's something you've got to do. You know, you got to beat bad teams. They did a great job of it. Are you worried about this football team? This schedule now gets a lot stiffer. Philly this week, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City. When you look at the Patriots right now with this marvelous 8-1 record but a stiffer schedule coming up, what is your biggest concern moving forward about the Patriots as they embark coming out of the bye, this much more difficult portion of their schedule?
Yeah, and we're going to find out. And it's not their fault. I mean, they just played the teams on schedule.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, it's not like college teams where you're contracting to play lesser teams. It's, hey, this is what they said to play, so we played them, and we're 8-1. But it is, they're now is moving into the A-League. Let's remember 2 weeks ago we were talking about, is this the greatest single-season defense in the history of the NFL? And I'm thinking of my 2000 Ravens and the 85 Bear going, oh, let's slow our roll on that one a little bit, okay? Because let's see how they match up now that they're going to play Baltimore. They're going to play Houston. They're going to play Philly. They're going to play Dallas. They're going to play some pretty good teams here. And we're going to see how they hold up from that standpoint. They're still a very good team. Don't get me wrong. And they're in a division that clearly they're going to get separation from. And they're going to be able, the last couple games of the season, maybe not have to worry about the division. But they may have to play further than they're used to hold on to that number one seed. So, yeah, they're pretty darn good. The defense is good. It's well, you know, well orchestrated. Anytime you have Tom Brady and the combination of what they're doing. Are they the best team in the AFC today with that 8-1 record? I don't know that I couldn't make a case for a couple other teams.
Let's look at this game, this Patriot-Eagle game, Coach, because you know you're hearing a lot of different things coming from the Patriots side, a revenge game for the Super Bowl a couple years ago, all that different stuff. I look at this as a very tough game for them. I mean, how about that going into Philadelphia on Sunday?
Well, Philadelphia's established identity. They know, okay, we've got to be a physical downhill running team. Carson Wentz will make some plays down the field, but we're not what we were 2 years ago. So now we're going to run powers and counters and traps, and we're going to use Howard, and we're going to be a physical team, which matches up very well with New England. Right now, New England is a little undersized defensively, and if you have the ability to get big and get downhill on them, and Philadelphia appears that that's their personality right now, yeah, I agree, particularly on the road in Philadelphia. This is going to be a real challenge for New England.
When you look at the Vikings right now, everything seems to have changed after the criticism that was hit at Kirk Cousins. And he rightfully so. I mean, he deserved it. They had lost to the Bears. They had scored 6 points. Thielen's complaining. He looks like a different quarterback, but this team just looks different. Give me your thoughts on this Viking team. They go into a game at home against Denver, a game they should win. But they really, offensively and defensively, because I loved what they did to Dallas last week, Coach, where they basically said, we're going to run the ball down your throats. We are going to impose our will on you. The state of the Vikings right now.
You can make a case, and I can make a statement, that I think the Vikings, top to bottom, offense and defense, the ability to run and throw the ball, are the most talented and best team in the NFC. And then wait for the other shoe to drop and everybody call in and say what an idiot I am. Because for the very qualifier you're talking about, if, and he's certainly capable of it, if Kirk Cousins can maintain that level of play and they're running the ball, I think Cook is the best running back in the league. He is right now. I mean, we've got some good running backs. But Dalvin Cook is as good as it is, both in, you know, out of the backfield and catching the ball as well with Diggs and a healthy Thielen. The tight end Rudolph looks to be, and Irv Smith, that's a great combination, solid offensive line. So if Kirk Cousins can continue on, of course, the rep on Kirk Cousins has been, yeah, he's going to put good numbers together, but in the hot games, in the heated moments, it tends to fall. Well, that was a big win in Dallas. They've got another big game at Seattle. I think if they go in and win in Seattle, then they're setting the marker going, yeah, we are that team. We're that team we thought we were a couple of years ago, and you're going to have to come through us to get to the NFC Championship, including New Orleans, who, again, is probably the other most balanced team. Offense, defense, run the ball, Drew Brees. But when you make that comparison to New Orleans and Minnesota, who's better, inevitably you come back to, well, who's better, Kirk Cousins or Drew Brees? Well, you know, now you're going to get a different opinion.
Sure.
All right, you bring up the Saints, and they got whacked last week by the Falcons. I mean, that game.
What a head stretcher.
It came out of nowhere. I mean, obviously it's a division rival, major rivalry and all of that, but where did that game come from last week?
Well, and I would say only it's less a surprise the fact that it was a division rival. They're familiar with New Orleans.
Right,
they've
right.
gone into New Orleans and played. They certainly play at home in Atlanta. But this is a 1-7 Atlanta team that was in total disarray. But they still have talent. And so they're not going to be intimidated by playing New Orleans the way maybe somebody else might have. So I get that. Still, having said that, and looking at that film, boy, you just no one could have seen this coming. And New Orleans certainly has to look at this and say, okay, this was just a one-off for whatever reason. Maybe we, you know, it was a trap game. We undertook, you know, underestimated a 1-7. Okay, I get all that. Maybe it is that. We'll see.
How good are the Raiders?
You know what? They are, I think they're a sneaky, I'm a big believer in momentum. They've got some momentum. They're going to play Cincinnati and the Jets. So now we're going to be the end of November, and this is a team that has been on a good run. They're playing physical style of brand of football with those tight ends. Who's having really a better season than Derek Carr? I mean, quietly, in terms of whether it's third down, better than 70% completion percentage. And this is on a season where he's going to be a sub-550 throw season, yet he's going to be probably approaching 4,000 yards. You know, 26, 27 in touchdowns to high single-digit interceptions. I mean, who's having a better season? And now you throw that together, and Joseph, obviously, what a great running back that is. Defensively, they still, you know, pick on the back end. If they stumble a little bit, it'll probably be due to that. But I think they have a real shot at making a run at that fifth or sixth seed.
Concerns for the Chiefs, Coach, right now?
At the end of the day, just that defense, when it rears its head and they get run on. You know, obviously the offense is dynamic and Patrick Mahomes and all the things they can do. But that defense, if you can get in there and grind up the clock, and that's the MO, if we can grind up the clock against that defense, get the time of possession, don't leave, you know, that tremendous offense on the field enough, then that's going to be that formula. And can that travel? There again, we go back to, can they go into Baltimore? Can they go into Foxborough? If need be, can they go into Houston? At home is one thing, but can they go on the road and do that? That's right now until that defense solidifies. That time it can look good, but I tell you, if you've got a good physical running game, they just kind of defenseless against that, and that. I don't know how that's going to hold up ultimately. Now, if that offense gets cranked up and you got to keep up in a track meet, well, then that's a different proposition.
Coach, tell us what you're doing with Roman.
Yeah, I tell you what, my partnership with Roman, I love telling people about it. You know, when I was with the Ravens, I had something going on. It was simple. Walk down the hall, world-class trainers and doctors. Well, I don't have that now. But you do with Roman. You have access in the privacy of your own home online to U.S.-licensed physicians that can cover a wide myriad, whether it's ED, whether it's cold sores, whether it's hair loss. You have your own concierge doctor that can point you in the right direction. The pharmaceuticals guaranteed within 48 hours. It's a great – I mean, the average time you get a doctor's appointment now is 3 to 4 weeks. Who has that kind of time? So you go to GetRoman.com/coach. Your first visit's free. recognize what you have as an access to your own personalized concierge doctor.
Beautiful. We appreciate it, Coach. Thank you very much.
See you, Coach. Thank
All right,
you.
Guys. Very good.
Brian Billick on the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.